welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Drug maker Pfizer has again modified the protocol for its late-stage study of its vaccine candidate against the new coronavirus, this time to include more young participants. The company said that it's received permission from the Food and Drug Administration to include adolescents aged 12 through 15 in its global COVID-19 vaccine study. New York-based Pfizer originally planned for 30,000 participants, but in September expanded that to 44,000 people. That increase was made to boost the diversity in the trial population, specifically by including 16 and 17-year-old teens as well, as stable patients with some common chronic infections, say hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV as well. Johnson & Johnson said on Monday that it has temporarily halted its COVID-19 vaccine trial because of one of its participants becoming sick. They said, and I quote, "We have temporarily paused further dosing in our COVID-19 vaccine candidate clinical trials, including phase 3 and ensemble trial, due to an unexplained illness in a study participant." The pause means the online enrollment system has been closed for the 60,000 patient clinical trial while the Independent Patient Safety Committee is convened. A vaccine against COVID-19 is expected to be available in India by next year and early next year, that is. There could be vaccines from more than one source as well. That's what Union Health Minister Dr. Harshvardhan has said today. Now, the center has also said that vaccine may be available from the first quarter of 2021. A vaccine against COVID-19 is expected to be available in India and there could be vaccines from more than one source, and that's what Dr. Harshvardhan informed by saying that we are expecting an early next year we should have a vaccine in the country and from maybe more than one source. Our expert groups are already formulating and devising strategies to plan on to how to roll out the distribution of the vaccines in the country, who do we give the vaccine first, and then of course we are strengthening the cold chain facilities as well. That's what Dr. Harshvardhan said during the meeting of the group of ministers. At present, 4 COVID-19 vaccines are in advanced stages of preclinical trial in India. The minister had earlier said that a COVID-19 vaccine is likely to be available by the first quarter of 2021. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India. As many as 55,342 new COVID-19 cases and 706 deaths were reported in the last 24 hours. The total confirmed cases in the country have risen to above 71.75 lakh. The Union Health Ministry has also informed that the positive rate of COVID disease recovery is seen in India, and in fact it is on a downward trend. That is also a bit of positive news that the country's cumulative positivity rate is also at 8.07%, the weekly rate at 6.24%, and the daily rate at 5.16%. With focused strategies and calibrated measures, India has sustained its global position of being the country with one of the lowest COVID-19 cases per million and reported deaths per million. That's what the Union Health Ministry has informed. From the last 5 weeks, there has been a continuous decline in the average daily new cases. The Health Ministry also said that India has sustained its global position of being a country with the lowest COVID-19 cases and related deaths, that's per million. India is reporting a consistent slide also in the confirmed cases, with about 55,000 new infections being registered in the span of last 24 hours. Kerala has also reported 5,930 COVID-19 cases on Monday, taking the infection tally to over 2.9 lakh, while the death toll has also climbed above 1,025 with 22 fatalities registered in the last 24 hours. The state had also recorded its highest single-day spike on October 10th when it had reported 11,755 cases on Sunday and 9,347 new cases that were detected. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. COVID-19 patients may experience more severe symptoms the second time that they are infected, and that's according to a research released on October 13th, confirming it is possible to catch the potentially deadly disease more than once. A study published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal charts the first confirmed case of COVID-19 reinfection in the United States, the country worst hit by the pandemic, and also indicates that exposure to the virus may not guarantee future immunity. The British government also carved England into 3 tiers of COVID-19 risks on Monday in a bid to slow down the resurgent outbreak. putting the northern city of Liverpool into the highest risk category and shutting down its pubs, gyms and betting shops. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that the three-level national system was designed to simplify and standardize a confusing patchwork of local rules as the country enters a crucial phase. Johnson & Johnson also said that hospitals are now filling up with more COVID-19 patients than in March, where he ordered a national lockdown as well. The Chinese city of Qingdao will test its entire population of 90 lakh people for COVID-19 in 5 days. This comes after 12 locally transmitted COVID-19 cases were reported in Qingdao, sparking concerns of a wider outbreak. All of the 12 cases have been linked to Qingdao Chest Hospital, which was treating imported cases of COVID-19. COVID-19 patients may also experience more severe symptoms the second time that they are infected, and that's according to the research released on Tuesday, confirming that it is possible to catch the infection again. Experts have also said the prospect of reinfection could have a profound impact on how the world really battles through the pandemic going forward. A slow economic recovery from the pandemic threatens to delay a full rebound in world energy demand to 2025, the International Energy Agency has said. In its central scenario, a vaccine and therapeutics could mean the global economy rebounds in 2021 and energy demand recovers by 2023. The IEA, which advises the Western governments on energy policy, has said in its annual World Energy Outlook. Moving on, Russia's COVID-19 cases have actually risen by 13,868 on Tuesday. That's a new daily record since the start of the outbreak earlier this year, pushing the overall total number of infections to over 13.26 lakh. The previous record of 13,634 new cases was registered on Sunday. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.